when I think about behavior expectations, I think about these sort of broad or general goals that we have. These are things that really transcend every activity that we're doing throughout the school environment. So it's things like being respectful, being responsible, being safe. One of the ones we have at our school is being a team player. There are these broad concepts that organize what positive behaviors we want to have. When I think about rules, I think about specific behaviors that fall under these things. At the school I work, our whole school has these expectations. And then I sat down with my kids and I thought about, all right, responsible doesn't really feel very meaningful for them. What can we do to teach them what being responsible looks like in our classroom? We came up with some more specific rules like use your walking feet, use your quiet voice or your nice words, use your gentle touches. Those were our classroom rules. And so they had really concrete images of what it meant to be a team player, to be safe in the school environment. I think that the benefit of having a classroom where these rules and expectations are pervasive throughout everything you do is that kids know what to expect. They know what they're supposed to be doing. More often than not, when you give kids the chance to do what they're supposed to be doing, do what you've asked them to do, what positive behaviors you've told them to do, they're going to choose to do that rather than something that is a more challenging behavior. Creating these environments really just helps kids know what to do and what to expect.